the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Oh, yeah. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
We are going to have open sexual intercourse on every street corner of America, where thousands and thousands can watch.
Well, hi once again, fans of great 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray, and you're tuned to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast produced at Free FM, rebroadcast across New Zealand and in Canada. So hi to our Canadian listeners as well. This is episode 304. We got underway with a track from Kurt Block and the Vibrations. It's called She's My Kind. So Kurt Block originally formed a band called the Dreamlights when he was just 16. Then in October 65, released the 45, She's My Kind, credited to Kurt Block and the Vibrations. Great track to get us underway. We've got loads of garage obscurities, a big bunch of cool global garage as well. So stay tuned to Retrospect. Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat and psychedelia. Where's a band from Fox Chapel, which is a suburb of Pittsburgh? They're called John Harrison and the Hustlers. This one's called Don't Ask Why.
In the past. now, it's our moonlight serenade, Space Age.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Across the sea. The Zarks were your typical schoolboy band formed in 1965 in Auckland, New Zealand. Never famous, but a better example of a classic garage band would be hard to find. Based in a garage off Asquith Avenue in Auckland, New Zealand, we played anything from Rolling Stones to Jimi Hendrix, with a little soul music in between. Jimi Hendrix music was considered underground music back then, by the way. In 68, we started playing in some of Auckland's most well-known nightclubs of the time, the Platter Act, the Galaxy, the 1480 Village, just to mention a few. Also in 1968, we recorded several songs ourselves under a house in Kingsland, Auckland, using just one microphone suspended from the ceiling, because that's all we had, into a domestic tape recorder. Here's one of those tracks from that session.
What a fantastic set of 60s garage on Retrospect. John Harrison and the Hustlers out of Pittsburgh, top of the set with Don't Ask Why. Then we had the Monks. Awesome bit of video of the Monks up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. We had an early recording, a track called Space Age. That's off a comp called Five Upstart Americans. It's one of the several releases of early demo material of the Monks prior to the release of Black Monk Time. So the Monks, Space Age. Then the Sonics, and I think everyone knows that track, Lue Lue, American rhythm and blues song written by Richard Berry in 1955. But the track goes back far before that. It's based on an earlier tune from René Touzet called El Loco Cha-Cha. A great example of Latin American influence on American popular music. So Lue Lue, widely recorded garage standard. Then an obscurity from right here in New Zealand, from the Zarks, 60s cover band playing in Auckland from 65 to 1967, played at a bunch of venues across Auckland, notably had reunion gigs in 1990 and again in 1998 at Auckland's The King's Arms Tavern, legendary venue in Auckland, which unfortunately closed down just last week. So John Harrison and the Hustlers, the Monks, the Sonics, and the Zarks with In My Own Time.
Thanks to Needle in the Hay for supporting Retrospect here on Free FM. Needle in the Hay, wonderful selection of vinyl. They're in Racket Lane off Barton Street, Central Hamilton, New Zealand.
Let's have some more obscurities. Here's a band fronted by a guy called Lloyd Semler from Hagerstown, Maryland, and Bill McCauley from Winchester, Virginia. They are called The Smacks. They had two singles. We're going to check out the second one from May 1966 on Aaliyah Records. This is The Smacks with Reckless Ways.
Your reckless ways are driving me out of my mind. I just like traveling so hard to be kind. You've got
Thank you. I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, there's a set of obscurities which got underway with the Smacks Reckless Ways, recorded at Weaver Sound in Harrisonburg, spring 1966, took that one from the comp Aliens, Psychos and Wild Things Volume 2. Then we had The Hands of Time with a cover of The Count Five's Psychotic Reaction. The Hands of Time from 1967, one of those American cash-in albums. Then a band called The Spirits. Now they are from Hawaii. The track called Almost There from 1966, and finally a band called Fargo. The song's called Abaddon. It's from 1969 on a label called Algernon Records, 7-inch 45 from Fargo.
Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Poddirectory, and many more. Yeah.
Well, time for some global garage for episode 304. Getting it underway with some Belgian freak beat from Tony Mann and the Lions. It's the A side of a 1968 45. It's called Don't Seduce Me. I pulled this one from a comp called Beat and Psychedelic Music in Belgium Part 2, 1968 to 1973.
Yeah.
punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
The first part of this week's Global Garage set started with Belgian track from Tony Mann and the Lions, Don't Seduce Me. Then Jose Luis, Ate Logo Como Vai, Brazilian track from 1968, certainly obscure. I've been unable to find any meaningful information at all, obviously in Portuguese, out of Brazil, 1968. Then finally in the set, a band originally formed as Nightingale in 1966 as a folk trio, They went on to release one of the most important Japanese albums of all time. The band's called The Jacks. The album was Vacant World, released September 1968. Rolling Stone magazine actually placed it at number 13 on its list of the 100 greatest Japanese rock albums of all time. So The Jacks. Opening track to that album, called Marianne. Photo of them up on our Facebook page. Very cool slice of garage psych from Japan. Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Yep, much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion.
Well, here's another obscurity. I had filed this one as a Global Garage track. In fact, it simply isn't. It's a very interesting story, though. The band is called Fapar Dockley. So they had a self-titled album released 1967, been re-released a bunch of times through the 1980s and 90s as well. The story goes that these 12 songs on this album were recorded by a band called Merrill and the Exiles out of South California. They cut a bunch of singles on a little label called Glen Records before heading off in a more psychedelic direction and becoming HMS Bounty. So then another tiny label called UIP decided to get together some of the singles. They added a few more psychedelically oriented tracks and released all of it together as the work of a group called Fapar Dockley. Not a real band, but a very interesting track. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. Here is Fapar Dockley with a track called Gone Too Hot.
Thank you. 们要创造新生活，做自己会别放过。哈，你不要贪心便就抛弃我，这痴情骚你丧心多，多荒有一流水和友情，
明白吗？
Boy, this is Danny Acid of the Royal Hangman, straight out of Zurich, Switzerland. And Phil, we just love the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, the number one source for a weekly dose of 60s underground greatness and psychedelia. Cheers, mate!
And that wraps our global garage set for episode 304 of Retrospect. The very Birds-like Fapadocly top of the set with Gone to Pot, actually American recordings. Then we had, and I think this might be a first, mainland Chinese, Mandarin language track, fronted by Lara Tan. The band is called Lara and the Trailers, cover of course of the Beatles' Run for Your Life. A 7-inch 45 released in 1967. And that one comes from a very cool comp called Girls in the Garage Volume 9, a collection of Asian girl sounds from the 60s. Lara and the Trailers, Run for Your Life. Finally in the set, The Originator. The originators of punk rock, Peru's Lost Psychos with Come On. Well, a quick reminder about back episodes of Retrospect. You can find them via Apple Podcasts, the iTunes Store. If you search Retrospect Garage Punk, you'll find our profile there. You can leave a review for the show. You can leave ratings for each episode. Or if you prefer to use your favourite podcasting provider, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Podbean, PodDirectory, we're listed on all main podcasting platforms. Don't forget to hook up with us on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Your feedback's welcome there. Feel free, please, to share links to the podcasts that I put up there as well. Well, I'm going to wrap episode 304 with an instrumental, of course, out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, garage band Trio, the A-side to a 1965 45 on Astra Recording Company Records. This is The Arondes. and the track's called 69. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.